This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, bring it on, man. Stop striking out. You know, get advance the runner. You know, gee whiz.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, just get him on, get him over, get him in.
What caller would you like to catch a ball game with? Because Jan just solidified her spot with me. Jan, I'm going to try to get in touch with you. And when I'm holding, I want to watch a game with Jan.
Oh, heck yeah.
Who would you, anybody pop to mind? Any caller, or texter, YouTuber?
Well, first, before we get to that, you really are a man of the people. And I'd say that this show is a show of the people.
No, there's like a backhand Stein, baby Steiny show.
No.
Tell me where
I'm
you're going.
I'm not quite Steiny, it's not yet. But no, I was going to say, you've taken a caller to a game. Like you've gone.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You guys have done watch parties, obviously, yeah. And been out in different locales and watched games with people and chopped it up.
Yeah.
But you've gone to
my
games.
My man Shaka. And real quick, organically, we're out. He came and supported us. We were out at Public Market in Emeryville. And Risotto, something made me ask him. We were talking, we were talking about old Oracle. I said, have you been to Chase? He said, not yet. And somebody just minutes before it helped me with some tickets. Went and had a good time, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, like shout out Shaka.
Well, you said somebody helped you with tickets?
Well, they came from the basketball gods. So I had them. And I was like, you know what? Before I go call in the regulars, and you and I, you know, been to many games. I was like, let me see, take somebody that hadn't been.
Yeah, and I mean, a series like tonight is huge, too. These tickets are, Lord, more than a Cooper Flagg debut.
Is this the best rivalry in sports, or are you going to go? And I ain't mad, Padres-Dodgers, because there is bad blood.
Well, it's one of the most historic rivalries. You probably got to go Yankees-Red Sox, but this is the West Coast marquee rivalry history. But no, I mean, right now, like,
because it used to be Niners-Seattle. Harbaugh, Carroll, that was war.
I mean, I think the Seahawks are still the biggest. Well, Rams are moving into that place for the Niners. But I think people still hate the Seahawks the most. And I think, obviously, Giants fans hate the Dodgers the most. But I think, you know, that's why, like, this series is big for the Giants. I still think that there's a little more between the players, like the actual teams. I think there's more heat between the Padres and the Dodgers now.
And you know, I told you what, about a month ago when those two teams played, the managers were shoving each other. I'm like, dude, this is – and they're both closer in proximity than the Giants and Dodgers. I'm just like, man, this is – there's something here.
Well,
so
their manager, Schilt, is a rat ass. Shout out Will Clark. Like, Bob Melvin's not
okay,
that guy.
Okay, I got you.
Bob Melvin doesn't have
the
knees
to be swinging
on people
anymore. Do you believe a team
takes
on his manager's personality? Or is that era of sports over? Or did you ever resign to that? I do believe that.
A little bit. Mm. I think it's a bit more – it's rare to find nowadays because I think a lot of the managers are just extensions of their front office. But Melvin, because he does have some gravitas and, what, three-time manager of the year and all the rest, I do think that he has – yeah, his team does resemble him a little bit, which some people might have a problem with. I kind of like it.
Yeah, and this is so hashtag random, Evan. This team has not, won anything here lately, but I look at the Baltimore Ravens and what I believe to know of John Harbaugh, I think that team plays like him. Like, he's bringing something to the table emotionally, if that makes any sense. Like, I guess that's the biggest compliment I could give a head coach. I feel like they're, Evan, I'm trying to say, almost fear factor in regard just a respect level of being your best. You say good to every man, coach, but I look at Harbaugh like it's, they play like how he is, his personality.
Well, I think you found something here, too. Like, if I asked you this, an 888-957-9570, Evan Infersteiny with Goo. We got Nick Hamilton coming up, SiriusXM, at 12:15. He's going to help us preview the Dodgers and Giants series. If I asked you and our listeners which Bay Area head coach or manager is most emblematic of their team, Shanahan for the Niners, Kerr for the Warriors, Melvin for the Giants.
Wow.
How would you answer that? I actually think it's Kyle Shanahan.
Please explain.
Well, Steve Kerr, a lot of people I think would point to him because the team is, you know, kind of, it feels like his in many ways, the motion offense and, you know, the fit over talent and stuff like that. But I don't know, when I watch the Niners play, it kind of feels like that's who Kyle Shanahan is. You know, he wants to be someone that can, like, he seems to me to be like a control freak.
Yeah.
And when things aren't in control, the Niners and Kyle, for that matter, really struggle. And so that's why I think if I was going to look at a team and say, like, who best embodies their head coach? I think it's the 49ers.
Now, Evan, there is no wrong answer, and it's crazy we got here.
All three of them, I think, are pretty close.
I'm in total agreeance with you up until the Super Bowl when we found out that Kyle, if you believe it or not, he's the head coach, that his team, Mr. Button Up, didn't have his team button up to the degree the world knew that a Kyle Shanahan football team did not know the overtime rules. Now, I'm not saying that's why they lost, E., but the guy that I thought was a control freak and rule freak and a guy that stayed up at night because he was dotting his I's and crossing his T's, what if I told you that Kyle Shanahan took a hit? You'd be like, ooh, what's that mean? It just took a hit. So it's not Melvin for me because there's just something on the bone that I can't put my finger on that I feel like he's missing. But Steve Kerr moves in such silence, but when it's time to speak up, and I'm going off the court with the social issues, he will bring a hammer as big as the Thor. So that reminds me of Steph. He gives Draymond Green, some say too much, all the room in the world to spread his wings, to be demonstrative, but you know what Kerr is going to do? Back him up, E. So I'm going Steve Kerr.
I think that's totally fair, but to me, it's like
Kyle. I wanted to say Kyle.
Well, Kerr and Curry have obviously been connected for the longest time, and I think that also someone like Draymond Green Kerr's a lot like him in many ways, just maybe not as as vocal. But I think that Kerr is he's got some junkyard dog to him. But you know, I don't know, when I watch the 49ers play, whether they're good, whether they're bad, and in a way, the Super Bowl failures, I do think are, like, that's a part of Kyle's story right now. That's a part of who he is. And the shortcomings in big moments, the lack of being able to, you know, I don't know if it's get it done in a big moment or just hold on. There is, like, Kyle Shanahan, I think, has the goods, but only when things are in his control.
Manny, you're on fire. And tell me if I'm being fair. You're my doctor right now. I'm on your couch. I hear what you're putting down with Kyle, but I don't want to be that friend that says, hey, I got an ear. Tell me what's going on, Evan. And then 2 days later, throw what you shared with me in your face. Like, I got friends. I don't like that. So what I'm telling you is, when we found out that Kyle threw with the throwaway line about, I had to go upstairs and, this is me paraphrasing, and stop the trade, or I wanted to trade him, that to me was like confusion. And then I go and I say, well, that's why maybe in 2019, when you had the ball last and you were gashing the Chiefs on the ground, you threw the ball. why did you throw the ball? Because you're great at what you do. But in moments to where you got to be cool hand Luke, I felt like you were second guessing yourself. So I put that in my mental Rolodex. And then when I hear him talk about the trade, yeah, I had to go upstairs and pull the fat. You know, I kind of put all that under the same umbrella. Do you think that's fair, unfair, or par for the course?
Well, he definitely has more of his fingerprints on the 49ers than I think Kerr or Melvin do on their teams. As much as people like to say that like Kerr controls the roster, I think it's far more collaborative than that.
No doubt.
But yeah, I mean, Shanahan, I think, does have final say, or pretty damn close to final say, on what his roster is. So when he goes up to get Brandon Ayuk back in a 49ers jersey...
See, that was just...
Well, that was the wrong decision, number one.
Okay, well, I
think so.
But
I mean,
the fact that you were so conflicted, you would share that story, like, Evan, in a perfect world, I'm like, stand on business. You trained him or not. Don't tell us. You were like, do I call or do I not call? You know, and he's human. But, Evan, that didn't sit well with me.
I also think that he just...
Like, I thought he was a gangster. Like, make the decision.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Well, I think he is. What, he named his son after, after a rapper.
Carter, yeah.
Yeah, but Kyle Shanahan, and I think also just the way that the quarterbacks have been handled since he's gotten here, you know, he's very picky. He needs exactly a specific type of person, of thrower, you know, of I don't know if manager is the right word, but a guy that is going to do what he wants. Like, as much as Kerr, I do think, is, you know, like the Warriors do reflect him in many ways, I don't look at him like things have to go exactly the way he sees it. Kyle Shanahan, meanwhile, it's almost like, and football is a different sport, there's a lot more moving parts, but he has to be at the controls. Like, you and Bonte, during the last break, we're talking about college football, the new NCAA football game.
Bonte got me back out of retirement. Yeah.
That's how I imagine Kyle. Like, he's at the joysticks of everything that happens with the 49ers. Meanwhile, Kerr is a little more hands-off. Mm. And I think a big reason for that is he's got Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And now my biggest question going into next season for the 49ers is going to be...
I can't wait.
How hands-off Kyle is now that he ostensibly has a quarterback that he trusts.
Yeah, we're going to find out. And Evan, some may come for me on this take. I mean, ain't too strong. I'm being real. I've given Brock Purdy all the kudos in the world. He's earned it. I told you one of his best attributes, I believe, is his Wi-Fi is faster than a lot of other quarterbacks that have been playing for a while. They'll remain nameless. But what if I sat here and told you after last year, which wasn't bad, but I just, as a collective, I don't think it was up to the Niners standards nor Purdy's. What if I told you this is a big year for me? He's got the money. And I said he already
for
earned
Kyle
it.
Or for Kyle
for Purdy.
Mm.
Like, this is a big year just for him to let me know he's that guy from the first 2 years. Or can you understand somebody being a little, you're like, he got his chicken. I'm not fighting that. But could be a little, there's a little trepidation in regard to who is he?
So you mean like when Chris Rose of John Boy Media and NFL Network the other day said that, I want to see one more year of Purdy.
He did. I forgot that.
When the chips are down kind of deal.
Remember, and I jumped down Steiny's throat 2 years ago when he's like, I want to see Purdy. When I'm like, why would you want that? But of course it happened. And I'm not saying he was terrible, Evan, but it was different. He looked human.
Last year, I think there were more excuses built in because of the amount of injuries around that team. This year... I think we are in a little less of an excuses situation. Like, I was, I did a hit with one of our Odyssey stations in Chicago the other day, and they asked me about the 49ers. And so one of the questions was like, do you think that fans are losing trust in Kyle Shanahan? And I don't know, maybe people are, and we can certainly talk about it.
Wow.
But I think there's still another year that he has to redeem himself. Like, the last time that the Niners had a down year, it proved to just be a blip on the radar because they followed 2020 with a trip to the NFC Championship game, three straight times, Super Bowl appearance,
bounce
all the rest.
Back.
And they bounce right back. I think that people are more apprehensive about their chances to bounce back now because the team isn't as young. Man. The team isn't on paper as talented as maybe the 2021 group. And maybe some of it has to do with the quarterback. But I also think that Shanahan, it's like, well, can he Can he pull a rabbit out of a hat a second time? Can they just get back on the tracks? I think they can. And not just because of the schedule. I think that this is a good enough team in their division. But I understand the hesitance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And what's that old cartoon? Is it Bugs Bunny? You got to be, or Elmer Fudd, you got to be very careful, because I'm hearing a lot of Niner fans talk about and point their finger, oh, the schedule. But you were a team. Nobody wants to hear the excuses, Evan. The bottom line is the San Francisco 49ers, a year after almost winning the Super Bowl, did not make the playoffs. That still shocked me. Okay, everybody has something going on and reasons, but Austin and San Jose coming at me. Guru, Brock has not earned it. Brock will be on the clock with this new contract. There could be something to that, but what's bigger, Austin, to me in play is Kyle and John have built a bully. They've had two shots at it, more than two shots at it, two shots in the Super Bowl to get that ring, Evan. Then you had times to get close, you got knocked off. Naturally in sports, there's an X date. And I'm just wondering, naturally, have the Niners lost guys like, and I know you're going to laugh at me, the linebacker who I think is the heart and soul, who was with Denver now. So when you start losing little stuff like that, that I believe is going to be big, and you just can't replace in one off season. I am curious to see where this Niner thing is going. And Evan, I'll title it this: dynasties last oh so long. So that's why you want to cash in for all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Well, they never
and the
had
great
one.
Drafted, right?
They never had a dynasty. The Warriors.
Well, okay, I got you. But they had a dynastic 5-year run up with the Chiefs.
They
should have beat them
they
twice.
They had a great 5-year run.
Yes.
Not a dynastic one. You got to cash in when you're at the casino. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Which Bay Area head coach or manager most resembles their team? You know, Goo was talking about how managers in baseball often are representations of their group. I do think that Melvin is one, but do you think it's more Steve Kerr with the Warriors? Do you think it's Kyle Shanahan with the Niners? Evan Infersteine with Goo, that's what we're talking about. Let's go out to Marin and get Mike in on the conversation. Mike, good morning, man. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. This is a great show. I was going to say, man. I think Bob Melvin, no problem. I think Bob Melvin basically exemplifies the Giants, because they're basically overmatched. They're hamstrung with contracts that are going to ruin them. As within 2 years, by signing Devers for that money and Adames, in 2 years, you're basically going to have two guys that you're going to have to DFA, because they can't produce. They're going to be too, they're aged so much, because you have to look at these players. Youth is in the legs and in the spine. And if you look at Devers, that's where he's having problems. So he's aging. And same with Adames. Both of their bat speed is down. It's not that they can't hit. It's that they can't generate the bat speed to do what they did before. Their hitting approach and all their skills are the same, but their speed is reducing. That happens when the shoulders start to get stiff. So what's going to happen in 2 years? Bob Melvin's going to be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he's hamstrung with these contracts. He's going to have to DFA Adames and Devers because they're going to be taking up roster spots for younger players.
Let him go.
That should be playing. And what are you going to do? So he looks confused. He looks lost, but he's getting paid. He just looks like a deer in the headlights. He's like, oh, dude, we're not going to win this year. We're not going to win 2 years from now.
Damn, Mike.
And look what.
He can't, Mike. And, you are, boy, yeah, you're ready for the improv, Mike. Come on. Was that real, Evan? That wasn't real. Come on. You got guys in the back, Carter and Rizzo. That was stick, right?
He's
come on.
Speaking his truth, and I appreciate
no
the
way.
Call, Mike. Thank
what
you very
is
much.
It? Overmatched? What are we doing?
I want to ask him what he's watching tonight, the Giants.
What
he's
smoking.
Dodgers.
Come on, E. You said that wasn't legit. That was material.
No, well, I'm not gonna lie, like I have my concerns about this contract in 2030. But
dude,
well, both contracts, to be honest.
And he's blocking
I'm
others.
Not even a year in. Well, Adames has played 90 games, right. But Devers has played 22.
No, Mike, Now,
I'm not saying that Mike.
That was Breaking Bad. Call,
there's a possibility he's proven correct. But I don't think that's going to be for
but
a while.
Right,
long time.
Yeah. He's trying to put out a fire. Nobody's even got the matches yet. Like, dude, hold on. Right. Boy.
Well, I think he represents
he
a small faction.
He was cold red.
People.
Dude.
Who don't believe the contracts are going to age well.
Okay, all right. So that's the big takeaway.
Yeah, but they never do. Like, okay, let's can we put the rat on the table brought to you by ADCO Pest Control?
Let's do it.
The San Francisco Giants did not pay Willy Adames and Rafael Devers to be great through the entirety of their contracts. I think they paid them so that they could get three, maybe four good years out of these players.
I think you're describing every contract in sports.
Well, in the NBA, you can't sign a guy, I think, for more than five. So that's a little bit different. But yeah, like, I mean, the Warriors paid Jimmy Butler for 2 years knowing that he probably is not going to get better. But
how about Draymond?
You wanted two good years, and then the third one you might have to just bite. Well, the Draymond one, that one.
But you get my drift.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure,
I got you.
Sure.
Shout out Dre.
Sure. No, but like, you know, the Celtics paying Jrue Holiday for an additional 4 years, they gave him the extension last year. Like that one, you know, probably not going to age well. That's why they chose to get off of him. But
he was panties.
Who? Oh, Mike?
Mike is from boy. If that was legit, I got you.
Yeah, and this is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Guys, none of the baseball contracts are looking good in 2030. That I agree with. But we're in 2025.
Hello. And if we know anything, if you turn on the TV, the idiot box, tomorrow is not promised, E, so I'm enjoying every day. I ain't got time to look at 2030.
Yeah, I'm talking about 7-11 today, right now, 2025. And they take on the Dodgers later tonight. They got their stud, Logan Webb, going, and then Roop throws tomorrow, Robbie Ray on Sunday, and then we get to see three All-Stars. Well, only get to see two of them.
And I got my margarita from the bet. Could you believe Stani tried to wiggle out of it? Some people text me on the side, but
I think he's a nice guy because there was clearly some disagreement.
Yeah, right.
Well,
it started real quick.
You guys agreed
four.
To disagree.
Yeah.
Started and then with four, then became three.
He broke it down to three pitchers after I was saying they could have four total.
Now, I do have to ask again this question.
It was good,
question.
Too, Evan.
Why'd you have to post it?
To let people know, to save his rep, to let people know he paid up.
Well, but you could have just came on today and said that Stani paid the bet.
Yeah.
Which he always does.
Social media. I just wanted to post it. Leave me alone. Damn.
I'm trying to figure out ways to get that screen time down.
Evan, I'm working on it. Seriously. But I missed the LeBron thing, so.
Just stay out of the casino. That's
I guess Clay's dating? Oh, boy.
All right, well, one we got to confirm.
He's my all-star.
LeBron.
Same old Clay to me.
That's true. Clay hasn't changed one bit. You got to give that guy credit. He's genuine. He's putting together a Jeter roster is what he's doing.
Modern-day James Bond, if you know what I mean.
Which one? Oh, you like Roger
Moore. There's only one James Bond.
Well, there's actually several.
This new guy, Rogaine for Men, that ain't James Bond.
You better take it easy on Daniel Craig.
Get out of here.
Craig's the best one, and I've seen all of them.
And Bronson was a damn pretty. You got to have a head full of hair
to come down my road
Bond.
Like I don't know anything before 2005. I've seen James Bond, and I know Roger Moore's a dog.
Evan, that dude, man. Watch your wife around Roger Moore. James Bond, I'm telling you.
Goldeneye.
Smooth. They call me Dark Gable.
Excuse me?
That was my nickname I gave myself back in the day.
You can't
Not Clark,
be doing
Dark
that.
Gable, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you mentioned LeBron. I mean, like, seriously, do you want to do that now or on the other side?
Let's do it on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, are you fatigued by it? Like, what are you fatigued by more? Kuminga or LeBron?
Kuminga. It is. What like, I feel truly, and I know I posted the video clip to you and you were right next to me, but Evan, I feel bad the way that this the CBA is written, and guys, not just Kuminga, are watching other guys get $500 million, you know, shout out Bancaro and the rest of the gang, but everybody on OKC roster, what I don't like, Evan, is what I told Stani, and I mean this. I wish there was a drop-dead date. Okay, play this game. But then we got to know, the players got to know, free agency's over. It can't just be this thing that just is endless. And fit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's good for anybody. There should be a date. You can finesse, do what you want to do, but then their decisions have to be, shout out LeBron, the decision. Like, I don't think it's good for the game that this thing could just go on, maybe even to September. Like, come on, Evan.
Why? I mean,
who's like that benefit? Like, forget Kuminga, just the player, the team. I mean, they're playing in front of the world a game of chicken.
Well, but the only people that are satisfied by it is us. I mean, I think, yeah.
But it's like, overkill, though, right?
No, I mean, both sides want clarity, but if there's no agreement that they can find, like, to me, neither side has any reason to put pen to paper right now or tomorrow or the day after. They can wait as long as they want. I think they can wait until September if they really wanted to.
And I guess that's what I'm saying. So you're saying that's fine with you. Because that's why it's not just me, Evan. It's free agencies. Decisions need to be made. But, man, if this one can just linger for a couple more months, not it gets stale because when the news breaks, we're going to all be on it. But I'm just like, I wish there was a more, concrete date and we got the finality of everything that's supposed to happen. Let me know if you're going to marry me or propose to me. If not, I'm out.
Well,
you know?
there is a little bit of that, but clearly it wasn't a loving marriage or it wasn't a loving relationship. Mm. You know, again, I just used this before, but I feel like it's two people that are trying to figure out who's going to take what from the house before they move out, and that's going to happen or it's not going to happen. But I there is something about the LeBron thing though today, and I'll talk about what happened.
Okay. They call me Dark Gable.
Excuse me?
That was my nickname I gave myself back in the day.
Evan,
I like social media.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Eloke.
There's a couple of things we got to clean up, Goo. Well, really, I'll wear this. Clean up on ILE. So in the 408, the Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. You guys have got to be crazy. The only James Bond is Sean Connery. Without a doubt.
Nah, he was the man, too.
That's frustration in Santa Clara. Yeah. I'm with you, sir.
Roger Moore for me.
That's an omission.
Yeah. Who cares?
It is Connery.
Oh, wow.
Limmer's Bond. James Bond.
I'm going to give you a two. That's pretty damn good.
I got to work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, clean up on ILE.
Well, I'll do this. There's only two, then. Roger Moore and our guy.
He really liked Roger Moore.
Dude, he... Octopussy? Oh, my God!
He's the original. You also can't...
What?
Some of the things that they're allowed to do in the old James Bonds, you really can't do anymore.
Get you.
So, this is something during the break. We're going to get back into the Giants and the Dodgers in 1 second, but I got to also clean up something. You would spend $10,000 on a belt?
No, during the break, Carter, my younger brother, and my other younger brother, Carter's looking at me. Carter's got a Rolex,
well, I think.
He is the man of San Francisco. I know people. And I was trying to make a purchase. And I had a pro. You ever do something where you think it's going to cost this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then you click it, and it's three times that. So that happened to me during the break, and I just said, I wish I had SGA money. Steph.
70 mil.
Yeah, just like where money don't even matter, whatever the price. So I'm dealing with something inside eternally right now that the shock value of where I had the price and what it was, Evan, bothers me. I want fat pockets. I want to just live my life. Evan, how much you need? 10 racks here.
Yeah, but that's not smart spending. You can't just be cashing out checks every day.
Well, to my loved ones, I would. But the purchase I was trying to make now is on hold. It just reminded me where I'm at in life.
Is it another jersey?
No, like, please. I wish.
There are some things that I would spend a ridiculous amount of money on.
Name one.
Well.
Steiny would say golf clubs.
Yeah, like a cool, like sports memorabilia. Like if there was a framed, signed picture, poster, like if I could get, how about like the, like the Thrilla in Manila ticket.
Ooh, man.
Like, if I could buy that, I would spend whatever it cost on it, if I had the money. But that's out of my price range.
And that's like, dope, too.
Yeah, like, I would spend money on things that I can't get just anywhere. Like, you can go buy a Gucci belt in
Vegas.
Italy, in Vegas, in Japan. You can go get it wherever you need a belt. But you know, I'd rather just have a rope string, if I'm going to be honest.
Right, and I wasn't pro Gucci belt. My point was to you and young Carter is America is just so gangster in regard to it can appease every audience. So for the people that want a $20,000 belt, there's a store that has a $20,000 belt. Regardless, if you agree, you and I wouldn't do it. Just like cars, watches, chains, houses, whatever. Some got private jets. You know how much that cost?
No, I don't.
I'm having problems putting gas in the caddy.
And I never will. I'm into spending money on experiences. Like, for example, if I had it like that.
See, that's the, if you had it like
if I had it like that, I'd be sitting behind home plate tonight for the Giants Dodgers.
In a robe. You'd probably be in a robe. You change so fast. Oh. You don't know yourself. I can see you hair gelled up.
I'd be sitting 50-yard line of the Iron Bowl next year is what I'd be doing.
Hey, Risotto flip-flops. Like, what happened to Evan? He got paid, baby.
Oh, I'd be sitting there in my Crocs. I don't even own a pair of Crocs, but I'd buy some just so I could put those tootsies out there.
Oh, boy.
Like, I saw Marlins Man. Do you know who Marlins Man is?
Yeah, he's incredible.
That guy, to me, lives the life. That is a top sports fan in the world.
You're right.
Because he's got it like that. I met him 1 year at Las Vegas, and Marlins, so he was at, I think he was at the Monday Phillies Giants game. There was a guy in a bright Marlins jersey
this
behind home
incredible.
Plate. And I met him in Vegas, I don't know, like maybe like 5 years ago. And he's walking around in a bright orange Marlins jersey. And I walk up to him, me and my buddy's like, dude, what are you doing here? He says, oh, well, I'm going to these rodeo championships today. We're like, why? He's like, because I can. And then I'm flying out to this, it was like an ABC basketball game because it was in the wintertime. I'm going out to this primetime basketball game tomorrow to see LeBron. And after that, you know, I might dip over to this baseball game here in Kansas City. And that's just what I do. I make enough money. I get my, you know, I get my residual income and I just spend it all on experiences. So that's, I think, probably what I would spend stupid money on.
And he loves ball. Like, and I guess, Evan, if I'm right, somebody says he's an attorney. But whatever he's doing, he's living the life, and it looks like he definitely loves ball. And to just see that jersey, that bright orange everywhere. I mean, Evan, we would be here to 2 o'clock if we named every venue or big-time action he was at or event. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that guy gets me jealous. That guy gets me jealous. But seriously, I wouldn't be sitting right behind home plate for the Giants and the Dodgers. Speaking of which, Connor in San Leandro has been hanging on patiently, wants to talk about the Giants. Connor, what's going on, man? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, wasn't that much of patience on my part. That was really fun to listen to about the Gucci belt. And,
we're anti-Gucci belt. Yeah.
Gucci. I know about that.
I think you owe it to the audience. You got to tell everyone about the specific belt so we can all help to judge whether it's worth it. It might be. It might be. So, listen, guys, I feel like this season, for better or for worse, the San Francisco Giants kind of turned on Willie Adames. And on Devers. And look, I'm not trying to, and I hope this makes, this is taken as tongue in cheek. I'm not trying to, you know, shout out to Atco Pest Control. I'm not trying to put a rat on the table, but Pat Bailey's incredible, you know, Little League in the park home run, it came after Adames didn't show up in the clutch. And, you know, I think what sports radio has been talking about with Adames is, oh, he's finally getting into gear. He's finally coming into his own. He's no longer the new kid in class, right? But, you know, with these ribbies, we thought that he was going to, you know, really drive in some runs. And in the clutch at home at a moment that it was time to do it, he left it to the bottom part of the lineup when he really should have been the one to come through in the clutch this week. And then we had, you know, the biggest loss of the season. I wonder about Devers. You know, I remember all the conversations around Trey Lance. And I don't want to make the comparison that much, but the way that sports radio treated Trey Lance is like, he's this great prospect, and let's give him time, and let's not be overly critical. Let's not put rats on the table about him. I get that with Devers. Like, he's a unique guy. But we really don't have a profile of either of these guys. And our franchise, I think, turns on both of them. So, like, after this matchup with the Dodgers, I'm hoping that they don't use this as a get-right series. That would be terrible. I'm hoping it lives up to the hype. I'm really, really excited about, you know, what we could do. But if it turns out that we get swept, I think we need to push the conversation forward about what's going on with Adames and what's going on with Rafi Devers, and will they figure it out this season? So thanks for letting me say all that. And hopefully our conversation publicly around all this stuff, we all up our game after this series and see what we really got.
Mm. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call, Connor. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the last time that the Dodgers and the Giants met was literally, you know, when Devers got traded.
Yeah.
But they had just begun to come out of a tailspin. The Dodgers weren't playing great baseball. I think they won the series prior, but before that they had lost 5 of 6.
Okay. It's baseball. 162. Every team goes through it.
100%. They've lost 6 in a row. There's no way the Giants can get swept in this series. Now, obviously, there literally is a way.
I feel you, E.
But to me, that would be an unacceptable
outcome. No doubt. And that would be a disappointing. That would constitute, for me, whatever you're at in the trade, that would be a disappointing way to end the first half if that were to happen, especially with what you just said, Nicole, or them coming in limping.
Well, it's not just because they're coming in limping, but it's like that's the team you're chasing right now. And these games are important. I mean, you got the Padres on your tails and the wild card. There's a lot of good teams in the NL.
Yeah.
You know, the AL is much weaker this year than the NL is, and that's what the Giants are also fighting against. But, you know, I don't expect the Giants to catch the Dodgers. The Dodgers, I think, even with their 6-game slider, still on a 95-win pace.
So this kind of house money, the fact that they're, again, it's early, you're still on the Dodgers bumper, because I didn't have them winning the division either.
No, I mean, I think they are kind of limping into the break a little bit. And that was something that I told you and Steiny I was keeping an eye on entering this week. Even though the Giants hadn't been playing great, you know, over the 20 games that Devers has been here, I thought this was a chance to clean up against two teams that have their eyes set on vacation. Like, the All-Star break is a place where, kind of like the NBA All-Star week, a lot of players are just looking forward to getting away. Like, they've busted their asses for the first few months of the season, for the first half, these 94 games that they've played, and they're just looking to get some sunshine, get to the beach, see their families who they haven't seen in a long time. And the Dodgers, who are in first place, don't really have anything to be afraid of right now. That's why I think this is an opportunity for the Giants, and why I also feel like it's a bigger series for them. So if you got swept, That's an unacceptable outcome. We're coming in on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday after the All-Star game when Steiny's back, and that would take all air out of the Giants' sails. And they have been playing a lot better. Like, I thought the series victory against the Phillies was impressive, and to have maybe the best moment in recent memory in terms of Bailey's inside the park walk-off.
Never forget it.
That it would kind of mar that.
Yeah, Evan, I'm with you. And you think of that Bailey moment, what was right before that was an L. You know, fan is short for fanatic. I don't know if you've seen the video making the rounds, but I'm not calling anybody out. But a lot of Giant fans were headed toward the, you know, trying to get to the car thinking, you know, we got the bottom of the lineup down 2. We've scored 1 in 8 innings. What makes you think we're going to get 2 to tie and 3 to win? You did. But you talk about the Dodgers, because I was curious when you said that to Steiny and I about them looking forward to the All-Star break. Evan, half their team's going, I'm having fun, is headed to the All-Star game, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like a lot of guys are going to, you know, Puerto Rico or whatnot. They still got to go through the dog and pony show of the All-Star game. But I get what you're saying. It's a long haul. It's a grind. Who's the pitcher? The lefty that was, he hadn't even pitched yet. So I just think
Snell,
like that, they just got him in the icebox waiting to do damage. But, Evan, 2 of 3, I feel like captivates or captures the good first half that the Giants had. Then if you want to get crazy, drunken in love, just focus on Buster Posey delivering Christmas early with Devers and what that is eventually going to be. You feel like the Giants got major action.
For sure, and that's why it's, you know, this series in and of itself, like, it's 3 games. It's probably not going to make or break your season.
Unless you get swept either way.
well, but I think it's a barometer series. Like, you're measuring yourself against the top dogs. And I think the Giants are a good, but if they got swept, like, that would seriously change how I look at this team, because I think they're a playoff team. I think they can get in, but if you just get dog walked by the Dodgers, that does something for me. Conversely, if the Giants win this series or potentially sweep, maybe you can't rob them of that. That would give me a ton of confidence.
And what would it do for them? You know, the players, and you start the second half in Toronto, but you'd be feeling goody.
You would, and I think that this
Toronto playing pretty good ball.
Well, that's maybe, you know, been one of the more underappreciated parts about this Giants team. I think they are pretty even keel. Like, we've seen them go up. You know, they had the six games in a row. They won by one run, and then we've seen them hit some lulls. Got swept by the Marlins, lost to the White Sox. But I don't sense that this team has really any panic in them. But the rivalry games are different. Like, when you're playing your division, you do have to find a way to, I think, break even in these kinds of games, because you're going to see the Dodgers a lot in the second half. I think this is only the second series they played against them. You still got games left against the Padres, against the Diamondbacks, who are pretty good. And even though the Giants split with them down in AZ, like, these rivalry games and division games, I think I do take a little more stock from them, even though baseball, to your point, is 162.
Yeah, and that's why we're going to get to the park as early as we possibly can, to just soak in all that ambiance and the euphoria and the hope, Evan, that you can, with your ace on the mound, what better way to kind of send a message for the series? And like you said, it's only three games, but if Logan Webb handles business, dominates, you get that win. Again, you're not playing with house money, but tomorrow you go out there, try to steal that game. Now the Dodgers have lost eight in a row, looking around like, okay, not that they're shook, but Evan, that would go a long way for those 4 days off and everybody that's not in the All-Star game to heal, but mentally be like, we got action.
But that's another component of this also, is the Giants have stacked their top three starters against the Dodgers. The Dodgers are quietly using tomorrow as a rehab game. You know, Shohei Ohtani is only going to throw a couple of innings, because he can't go in rehab and go on the minor league circuit like players who are coming back from injury typically do. Let's get out to San Francisco. We're in San Francisco. And talk to Daniel. Wants to maybe right a little bit of a wrong here. Daniel, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
What do you got?
Hey, it's a real pleasure to talk to you guys. Really appreciate the show. Goo, longtime listener, first time caller, big fan. Evan, you're doing an awesome job filling in, so thank you both.
Thanks.
Right on.
Hey, big Giants fan, lunatic fringe, diehard fanatic, watching every game.
Nice.
I was there for Bailey's walk off inside. I got some late good seats, because you're right, the fandom is not at a high level. It's at a really good level. The real Giants fans are out there representing, but they're not selling out every game like they were in the 2010s. We know it, but the fandom is there and it is strong. People were leaving. Sure, you're always going to have people leaving. This isn't Fenway and Wrigley and stuff like that, but the fandom was there. The place was on fire. It was electric. The whole building blew up. I don't know if you guys were there, but the energy was amazing, and you probably hear it on the call. So, you know, I just wanted to dispel that the fans aren't there for real.
I got you, Daniel. Appreciate the call, man. No, I was there on Monday. It was a really good crowd on Monday. I think there was 40-plus thousand, and obviously they all erupted for the Bailey thing. What do you, like, when I say Giants-Dodgers, what moment kind of stands out to you? Like, that you remember between these two teams?
I'm going to go recent. The Wilmer Flores check swing that lost the series here in San Francisco, and Shasky and Bonte doing a roast in the morning, and Shasky running down Embarcadero, and just how Gabe Kapler, who was a, you know, punching bag for a lot of people, was the skipper of a team that didn't have what the Dodgers have at their disposal in regard to bats. They just came out of nowhere and won 107. And, Evan, that was magical. The more I think about it, and it's just, it sucks that it had to end that soon and against that team. But that game to me What was it? Wade hit the home run that went foul.
Yeah.
Just like those are the things that, like, man, what could have been, I guess.
I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, this is from the 408 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury series text line.
Yeah.
Brian Johnson walk off.
Oh, good call. You know,
for me, it is the matchup between Gagne and Bonds. I think that's probably one that stands out to me the
most.
Not
Gagne, not Eric Gagne.
Well, he gagged that fastball.
Yeah,
Bonds put it in the seat.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I saw yesterday Barry Bonds sat down with Dwayne Kuiper and actually broke down the at bat. And I want to play it for you because I think it's one of the cooler pieces of sound I've heard. And I'd listen to Barry Bonds talk about hitting any day of the week. Here it is.
The showdown in 2004 with you and Eric Gagne.
I said, you know, you're the most dominant. You are the dominant. Not most. You are the dominant pitcher. If you have no chance of losing, quit throwing me that rinky-dink curveball and all the other stuff. Come at me. You throw 104 miles an hour. Challenge me. Let's go mano a mano. I thought he broke my rib cage. He came in tight, and that was like 101. When he cut me inside, I was like, oh, no.
So at some point, you knew it was on.
I knew it was on. Now, you'll see me stare him down going, that wasn't the deal, brother. Okay, but if you want to play the game, we're going to play the game. I just wanted to send him a message. Don't do that.
And everybody knows it's on now.
Nobody knows but me and him. I wish everyone knew, but nobody knew but me and him. And my dad always told me that if a guy throws that hard, send him a message and pull it very, very foul, far foul, and I guarantee you the next pitch is away. And Gagne threw the next ball away, and I put it in center field.
Center field, hit low. This baby's going to go out of here at 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
He thought maybe I sped my bat up at that moment so he could go away. But I was a little bit smarter at that moment.
So I'm assuming that you guys ran into each other after that.
The next time I faced him, he intentionally walked me. And so I was sitting in Dodger Stadium going, let's go. He looked at the mound and goes, nah, we ain't playing that this time. And he intentionally walked me.
We did that once.
He said, we did that once. That game is over. So it was kind of funny.
And I just feel like I'm Luke Skywalker, and Obi-Wan Kenobi just talked hitting to me. That was incredible, man. That was incredible. I thought he broke my rib cage. Like, that wasn't a deal. And then the sound of him hitting, it's just, like, that's incredible, man.
Yeah.
Great job by both. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great interview. And you can go check it on the Giants' social media pages. But
Barry,
it put me down a little bit of a rabbit hole because I was trying to figure out. So, like, Bonds was 5-for-17 career against Gagne.
Okay.
And that was the intentional walk he mentioned was one of four that Gagne walked him. That was the only home run he ever hit off of Gagne. So I'm like, well, which other great pitchers did Bonds? Like, did anybody have success against Bonds? Anybody? And the answer is, after 1998, not really.
Like, wow, man. I was just about to break. I was going there because I remember the Braves had the Pirates number in those playoff series. Maddox?
Bonds hit .284 career off of Smoltz.
Well, that's damn good.
With 8 home runs. That's tied for the most he ever hit off a guy.
Okay.
The other dude, there are 2 other guys. One's Curt Schilling, who he hit .265 off of with 1,000 OPS. And Greg Maddox is the other one. And the guy that he wore out was Tom Glavine. Like, I'm looking at all
Tommy.
Of these great pitchers, and anybody beyond 98, you know, when things might have started to go Bonds' way.
You got you.
Nobody could get this dude out. Like, his batting average and power numbers against everybody were ridiculous.
No, it's
like, the closest guy that I could find is a dude named John Lieber. He was a pretty decent pitcher back in the day. Bonds only got 8 hits off him. He hit .190. But 5 of those hits were home runs.
Damn.
So I can't even be mad about that because when he got him, he got him. Like, Dennis Martinez pitched against Bonds early in his career. El Presidente did pretty well against him. Oral Hershiser did pretty well against Bonds. But that was all early in his career. Once Bonds became Bonds and started rolling in the prime of his career.
I got you.
There's no pitcher that had success against him.
And that's why he's a home run king, man.
I mean, it's
70-plus home runs in a season, man. Now, Evan, I watched every one. Just, that was appointment TV, man. Just imagine that. Well, I mean, man, that was it. Just hearing them break it down.
Risotto,
my dad told me when a guy throws that hard, it comes in, the next pitch is going to be outside. Away. Like, I get it.
That's right why there. He got right on the plate. It's incredible. Man. He hit 306 off of Randy Johnson. That's from Steve Rizzotto. He hit 323 off of Dwight Gooden. Like, all of these great pitchers. And you're right, from the 510, you can't ignore what happened there with Bonds. But
one of my favorite pitchers is Doc Gooden.
The guy was unbelievable. Yep. All right, 30 minutes away from Nick Hamilton, SiriusXM.
Barry!
Going to chat with him about the series, get you ready. We do have to dive into the NBA, and I think on the other side we're going to do just that. A reminder that what is coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan in for Steiny with Goo. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.